This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Thursday, May 27. The Lord God reigns. Our reading comes from Revelation chapter 11. The seventh angel sounded his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven, which said, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Messiah, and he will reign forever and ever." And the 24 elders who were seated on their thrones before God fell on their faces and worshipped God, saying, "We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and have begun to reign. The nations were angry, and your wrath has come. The time has come for judging the dead, and for rewarding your servants, the prophets, and your people who revere your name, both great and small, and for destroying those who destroy the earth." Then God's temple in heaven was opened, and within his temple was seen the Ark of his covenant. And there came flashes of lightning, rumblings, peals of thunder, an earthquake, and a severe hailstorm. The visions of John in Revelation gives us one of the most important announcements that make up the good news message of our salvation. It tells us not only that Jesus, the Savior of the world, will reign forever and ever, but also that he is already reigning as King of Kings now. This important message empowers us to be God's faithful witnesses wherever we are. With this news, we can assure others that, in Christ, their lives can be made new and that eternal life isn't just something in the future. It begins now. If you're familiar with the music of Handel's Messiah, you might recognize that some of these words in Revelation are part of a rousing section known as the Hallelujah Chorus. When he composed the Hallelujah Chorus, based on the seventh trumpet announcement, "The kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." George Handel said he wept in wonder and awe. "It was as though I saw heaven open and I stood before the very throne of God," he said. This passage invites us to that powerful place of being in the presence of God and knowing that he makes our new life possible right now. The Lord God Almighty has come in his great power to begin his reign of hope and healing. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for coming in power and grace to heal our brokenness and to give us new life. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.